I find it always so difficult to say goodbye to Black on Black on Black. Why? I mean, it's easy to say hello, but it's the goodbyes that are so hard. Every Monday night, Black on Black on Black, right here on Radio Valencia. Doing what they do so well. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hell. It is time for Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. You know, it's so interesting. I'm a civics teacher, law and all that, and teacher for a long time, and I try to take a night off when I'm here. But then these two, they trigger me into, like, wanting to try to get louder than them, and then I end up losing my voice. But I'm not going to do that. And why? I'm going to tell you why. Because last week, I had an amazing guest. I had Mitch Polzak in the studio last week. He was incredible. Even from your comments, you all noticed how great he was. The amazing honky-tonk, bluegrass, country western, Bakersfield, surf guitar singer, local boy, Mitch Polzak was so good. You can go on my blog. You can go on the podcast page, the Hell's Kitchen Radio podcast page, or just hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com is the website. Again, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com, and you can go and listen to that show from last week. Tonight, I got to tell you, I have no guests. It's just you and me, lots of vinyl, Radio Valencia.
No, I know, George. Played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it. But you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Valencia, here we are. Hold on. There it is. That's what I was waiting for.
Radio Valencia.
That's right. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
It's lovely to see you.
I was here on Saturday as well.
Were you here with Jasper?
Yep.
Right on. And now you're here with me. You're becoming a regular.
Oh, that's not good.
We appreciate you being here. Started off the show tonight with Mars for the Rich, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off the 2019 Infest the Rat's Nest. What an excellent album that is. But that last tune there was In the Cartoon from the 1986 Circus of Chaos LP out on Alchemy Records, which actually was a San Francisco label, if I'm not mistaken. The band is Clown Alley. Now, I found this record over the weekend. And I got to tell you, I've been looking for this band for quite a long time. Not easy to find their vinyl. You can find all the stuff digitally, but not easy to find the vinyl. I will tell you, it has two members of another band that you've heard me play a lot on this show over the years. One member of Clown Alley is the first bassist of that other band. The guitar player that you heard and singer was also a bass player in that other band. Right there, those are two really good hints. The first bass player that I mentioned on Clown Alley dated the guitar player and singer of the other band. And this person, their mother, used to be a very famous actress in the 1940s. Like, crazy famous.
Okay.
I'm wondering, are these hints helping you, Dan?
No. Well, this is from 86?
86.
I'm not going to get it. That's too late. Because then he went on to do something else?
Well, I would say that the bass player that dated the singer from the other band, no. That was pretty much the last we heard of them. But the guitar player of this band, who also played bass in other said band, had done quite a number of things over the years, mostly sessions.
90s band.
Yeah, 90s kind of style, maybe even into the O's.
Big.
And even actually ended up later, I think, being bassist of that other band I was talking about.
They were a big band.
You know, everybody knows them.
Everybody knows them.
They're a massive influence.
Well, you like the Melvins.
Thank you. So you named the right band.
No, really?
Yes, you did. Now, who are the two people I'm speaking of that you believe I am speaking of?
I don't know any other. I don't know any of the members of the Melvins.
Jesus, there's the door.
I'm sorry.
This features, of course, Lori Black. Does that ring a bell?
No.
Her mother? You don't know who her mother?
Yeah.
Really, you don't know who she? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. This is really embarrassing.
I don't know. I might have to. Her mother's name is also Black, but Shirley Temple Black.
Oh.
So Lori Black is the daughter of Shirley Temple.
Oh.
She dated Buzz Osborne of the Melvins.
Did not know
bass
that.
Bass player, and had a massive heroin addiction, which led to her leaving the Melvins. And Mark Dutrum, who is a future bass player of the Melvins, is guitarist and singer in Clown Alley. Thank you for playing along right here on Radio Valencia, where
Yay.
My name is John Hill. It's such a pleasure. I'm really happy that I could educate you on something. This is rare, folks. Because, Daniel, you're like a walking encyclopedia.
But not for 90s stuff.
That's more 80s.
Well,
but, yeah, late 80s and mid 80s. I disagree. You spout some knowledge, man.
Oh.
It's okay.
That's awesome.
I like that you're here.
Yay.
All right, what do we have? What did I have? Oh, I have this. All right, let's shut up. Get back to some music. So here's some L.A. Witch from last year's Dog God. I hunt, you pray. Radio Valencia. And if you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, and I'll wear a mask for you. And if you want a partner, take my hand. And if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. A boxer, I'll step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll uncover every inch of you. If you want a driver, step inside. If you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. Oh, 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 I'm your man. Oh, I'm your man. Oh, oh, the moon's too bright. The chain is too tight, the beast, it can't get to sleep. I've been running through all of these promises that I made, but I cannot keep. Oh, but no man never got his woman back. So I'll crawl to your babe, and I'll fall at your feet. I will howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. I will claw at your heart, I will tear at your sheets. I said, to sleep for a minute on the road, I will steer for you. And if you want to work the streets alone, oh, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, if you just wanna walk with me for now, across the sand, oh, I'm your man. Oh, I'm your man. Oh, I'm your man.
We love Mark Groudon. We did a lot. That's the answer. Off the 2010 St. Judas LP, I'm Your Man. Before that, I Hunt You Pray, L.A. Witch, who I think was just here like a week or so ago. They're a great band.
Oh, yeah.
Love them. Off the 2025 Dog God release, John Hell in the House, Daniel from the Mabuhay, and on Broadway hanging out with me.
Hi.
We talking smack?
We are.
We can't air this stuff, though.
We can't.
No, but you can promote shows. What do you got coming up you want to talk about, Daniel?
I got May 16th at the On Broadway.
Hot damn.
Am I peeking the mic? Because I'm so excited. May 16th at the On Broadway. We got Spunk, False Flag, Bombshell, Madrona, and... Juna.
Juna.
At the On Broadway. That's going to be a fun show.
Juna.
I haven't actually talked to them.
There's an umlaut over the U.
So I'll have to figure out what that
is. How do they do it?
And then I got... Hold on.
So wait, so that's May 16th, yes?
This is May 16th. I got another one that's happening 10 days after this, and I need to consult a sheet of paper across the room.
10? So that would be May 26th. So this is at the On Broadway. On Broadway between Kearney and Montgomery Streets. Okay, what's this one? This show's going to be a
hoot. This one's going to be good.
Well, that one is too, but this one is that you're about to announce is really great.
This one's going to be a once in a lifetime. If you miss it, sort of deal. You're fucked.
I like to say that you're going to lie and tell everybody you went. I like that line.
That'll be accurate.
I want that on a button.
We got on May 26th, Major Accident, Monster Squad, Ultra Sect, and Cross Checked. It's all ages. Doors are at 7. Music's at 7:30.
Oh, man.
Major Accident, first wave UK punk band. This show's going to be really oi. It's their first show ever in San Francisco.
Ever. That's really, ever. Really weird to me.
They were supposed to play a show in 1985, which I will get corrected later on, but I believe it was at the On Broadway.
Oh, my God.
And it got canceled in 85, so.
Wow. Which means they have been to the States. I think I've seen flyers in the past with them on it, like in L.A. Mm-hmm. So they've been in the States before.
I think they're doing one or two shows in L.A., and then they're doing the show up here, and then they're doing a show, I believe, in New York.
Well, there it is. Major Accident, and that's May 26th?
May 26th.
And who else is on the bill?
Monster Squad, Ultra Sect, and Cross Check.
And... All right, we're all going to that show, so get ready.
Got to do it.
All right. We're going to listen to some Sprints right now. I'm loving their new album, but they put a single out of the La Tigre song, Decepticon. Let's hear it right now, right here, Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia.
Who took the bomb? Every day and night, I can
later.
Eating Captain Crunch for lunch. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Shorty passed out. They could have put the whammy in the punch. Out of your hunch. They could get set up like Juan Cosby. Sliding off with three snowflakes like Tom Bosley. Remember Charlie's Angels? They had to make some changes. We broads with burners. DJs could get dangerous. Dudes you never see will forever remain nameless. Two of them things black. Last one stained. No. Don't deal with the devil on a deep level. You see metal and sound off like a tea kettle. Little spot up lovely with no reference to skin color. God don't like ugly. Wise man once said not to showboat. To treat the yacht the same way as a rowboat. Snakes to hang yourself with their own rope. And watch a jewel transform to a known quote.
Shout to Michael Rooker. You with a mic is like a eunuch with a hooker. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Cooker, my confusion's organized. I'm the Lord of Light. Yonder with the arrows like Esher with the cordless mic. Flow holy, no gospel trap. Writing like Michael Crichton. Put the rap in Velociraptor. Tour, or I hit you like a trap door. When it rains, it pours. No mental strains, but I stick out like Kurt Angle's temple veins. You got an empty brain. Entering my lane, it takes balls like a gender change. People talking out their ass. Check for the double cross like two chains of Sunday mass. Hit you with the belly, the suplex. Off the roof of the duplex. Well, in the group sex with Steely Dan. Cruz, fucking baby group. The ghost of Dave Brubeck. Out of Quebec, the Boba Fett. Who's next?
Welcome, welcome.
They can't handle the pressure, trying to handle Inspector, cause I eat them up faster than Hannibal Lecter. Couldn't plan it no better, try me, you know better. I will fuck money up, Spike Lee and more better. Choose your battles more wisely, I wouldn't suggest you provoke. I stunt your growth like cigarette smoke.
Going.
I'm talking effortless flow. I tell the truth, the whole truth. So let the record show. I went from corner to corner. Took it block to block. Came from under the rock. Rock bottom to top. It's like New York City cab town. Picture me stop. They gon' catch it like the fish when it officially drops. If we order the slaughter, when you give it a listen, there be so many bars. We'll give you business of prison. So many haters among us. Though I never surrender. I'm like Jeremy Renner. Silent weapon Avenger.
They call him Czarface. In man's worst enemy.
What's happening?
Czarface head on with one of the meanest mugs in the galaxy. The Chrome Barrel.
Man, oh man, we are in trouble.
Make sure your hoodie is on and your boots laced. This adventure will keep you at the edge of your seat. Czarface, the baddest one-man army to hit town. Always where the action is. Czarface. Rated R. Under 17, not permitted without parental supervision.
Happiness is not a riddle, and I'm listening to that big bass.
Slap that bass, slap it till it's dizzy. Slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy. Zoom, 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 misery, you gotta go. Slap that bass, use it like a tonic. Slap that bass, keep it philharmonic. Zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow.
Dictators would be better off if they would learn to zoom. Now and then, today you can see that the happiest man all got rhythm.
In which case, slap it like a bubble. Slap that bass, slap it where you're troubled. Zoom, 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 zoom. Slap that bass.
We can do that. We know how we're doing things. That's Fang right here from the 1982 classic Landshark with Destroy the Handicap. Just before that, the Middlebury College Dissipated Eight from 1984, everybody, with Slap That Bass. Here's some MF Doom and Czarface off the 2018 Czarface Meets Metalface record with Captain Crunch. Started off with some brand new music there from Sprints off of a 7-inch, their cover of the La Tigra classic Decepticon. John Hell is my name, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights 8 to 10. Daniel from Mabuhay and on Broadway in the studio. And you, my good man, are solely responsible for the Middlebury College Dissipated Eight.
I'm not solely responsible.
It was well, actually, I don't know. You're pretty responsible.
It was suggested to me today
yes.
that I bring this
yeah, okay.
and I play it, and that it would be a very uplifting song in these trying times.
I think that so far is the set of the night.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Where you go like, well, like the MF Doom's our face, but then those Middlebury boys, and then Fang? I mean, isn't that really... How do you beat a set like that?
It worked too well.
We were actually
high-fiving.
We were. It was so good.
Everything was so good.
We might just have to leave now. That set was enough for us. All right. I appreciate that. Let's see what other tricks we can pull out in the next hour and a half. Hey, coming up at 10 o'clock tonight is a DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet with Beyond All Limits. We always love when they come in here because they're a married couple who tries to outdo one another with the vinyl that they buy, and one of them works at Amoeba, so therefore she always gets good choice things. And you know, it's funny, I was at the Amoeba in Berkeley yesterday, and I'm looking for this record because it's my nephew. We're celebrating this accomplishment that he did, and he told me a band that I don't know, but he got a turntable. And I go up to the counter and I'm talking to the counter people, and one of them is like, hey, I actually have a 10-inch of theirs, and like, I'm holding in my box, do you want it? I'm like, yeah, hello. And so, you know, that was mighty kind. I mean, she didn't need to do that, and yet she did. And Daniel, you are you're a crate digger, and how are you? Are you more of a crate digger, or are you an off the wall buyer? How are you when you go to the store?
It depends, actually. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
It depends. I mean,
do you look at the wall?
I do. Yeah, I do. And it doesn't matter what financial situation I'm in. I'm always looking at the wall, but. I have a path, and what I do is I look at clearance stuff first, just for bread and butter stuff I don't have, or just interesting stuff, you know, and then I'll do a lap looking at the wall with my $1 to $2 records.
Right.
So it's kind of a you know.
Can we talk about the Robert Ludlow you found?
Robert Ludlow that I found.
The RL. Is that Robert Ludlow? Is that what it stands for?
Ludwig.
Ludwig, pardon me. Robert Ludwig you found?
Yeah. Okay. That was a...
If you're a long-time listener of my show, you know there are certain records I have on my list, and one is the Led Zeppelin II Robert Ludwig mastered vinyl that they eventually had to replace because it bounced too many needles.
Yeah.
The label was like, no! But do we know how many were pressed of the RL?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
They're out there. So what cracks me up is I see them. When I see them now, they're roughly $200 a pop. That's generally it. Somebody had it for $600 the other day. I'm like, there's no way.
I've seen a white label promo RL for $2,000.
I can understand that as a collector getting the white label promo.
Right.
But this wasn't. This is just an RL for $600.
Yeah.
So tell me, you found one the other day. Did you? You did get it?
Well, it wasn't the other day. It was a few months ago.
Oh, it was. Okay. Don't say where.
Okay. I will not say where.
Don't divulge that. But I just like, tell us about.
A crate of records came out. And I was like, oh, let me look through that. And it was really good records in pretty rough condition.
Yeah.
And there was a copy of Led Zeppelin II. There was some other stuff. But the guy was doing, it was like $3 a record. And so I said, well, you know, the cover's really nice on this. And I didn't even look at the record. Just the cover's nice. It was with a gold stamp.
Ah, yeah.
So I'm not going to check if it's an RL Led Zeppelin II. I didn't even check if it was a copy of Led Zeppelin II in there because I really wanted the cover.
The cover looked good.
Cover was good.
Oh, my
and
God.
I knew I had a copy at home that was in pretty good shape but without a cover. So I said, well, I'll buy that in $3, sure. And then when I get home, I take the record out. And I'm like, well, the record's not horrible, but, you know, the cover's really nice. And,
yeah.
And then I just saw the RL, in the correct lighting.
Yeah.
I've played it. It plays all right.
Okay.
It's one of those, you know, it's noisy in between the tracks.
Yeah.
But it's a nice record.
You're going to get it cleaned?
I've cleaned
it
already.
You cleaned it yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was $3 for an RL.
That's what I was getting. So, $3.
Then I had to find. Then I had to buy another copy of Led Zeppelin. I think I bought a clearance copy at Amoeba, which I'd paid more for, just for the cover that didn't have the gold sticker thing on it.
Hilarious.
And so I was able to do, swap and yeah. But
wow.
I have an RL Led Zeppelin 2
for $3.
For three. Well. Then it. You know what? Then it totaled up to almost $9.
Oh my!
To buy the clearance. Yeah. I know, big
there
spender
it is.
Over here. So,
all right, let's hear some music.
Let's hear some.
I'm pissed. Orcut Shelly Miller put out a really great 7-inch recently featuring David Yowan vocals. Captain Beefheart cover here. This is called Hot Head. Bill Orcut putting out more great music right here, right now. The one, the only Radio Blends.
Some band, Hot and Young, who went on late and played too long. Nice guy. guys finish last, you know? So welcome to the Midnight Show. I know it's time to go. I know you've seen it all. And now it's last call.
So the second mentor.
delightful sounds there off of the Decline of Western Civilization, Volume 1 soundtrack from 1980. Alice Bag Band.
Come to San Francisco, please.
Please. Gluttony, the name of the track. The Midnight Show, just before that. What? Oh, wait. I thought we had something else, didn't we?
Freak Accident.
Well, that was Freak Accident. I didn't start the set with that. Oh, I know what I start with. I'm sorry. Wait, did I? See, now I don't know. Where am I? Who am I? What's going on? No, that was a set ago. Oh. Midnight Show, The Freak Accident, off of the 2026 release, The Midnight Show. I'll we heard the title track right there. Was there something else?
There was something
else. We got distracted during that set.
There was a ton of business.
There was things going on. Oh, I remember. We played some Orcutt Shelley Miller. We played Hothead off of this new little 7-inch that they got going on. And it's a Captain Beefheart cover. And it's all you need to know. Okay? Honestly. You don't need to know more. John Hill is my name. I'm here in the studio with Daniel from the Mabu Hay Gardens.
Yeah.
And on Broadway.
Something like that.
Something like that. And, hey, do you guys ever do ticket giveaways? Because we should do ticket giveaways, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. We did ticket giveaways for the Hong Kong Fuck You show.
Oh, right on. That's great, because we can do some here, too, in the future when you guys want to. I'm
when
happy to do that.
Want
I
to.
Want to do it now.
It's up to you.
I'm happy to do it anytime.
Oh.
I'm happy to give away a pair of tickets to any show that you throw me.
Oh, not your own shows.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, any show.
I got to contact the promoters.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
I got to contact the promoters and make sure everything's good. And
so, we, by the way, if you've been listening for a while, you know, we've been around for a minute. You know this, right? You know, we've been around. Oh. Oh,
oh no.
Sorry. This can't be roommate radio. Do it now, it says. It says do it now.
Do it now.
So if you've been listening to Radio Valencia for a while, and I'm hoping that you have, you know, we're turning 16 this August. You know, we had a few years post-COVID where technically things were just funky. And thanks to you listeners, we did some fundraising. And thanks to y'all, we were able to raise the money to get some of the equipment that we've really been needing to improve our website. Good Lord knows it's been needing improvement and still does to this day. But we're getting better. And our high bandwidth player is going to be returning soon, and we can't wait for that, because that to me has been one of the big wants for the last couple of years. Is we got to get the high bandwidth player, because this music that we play for you is so good. It's got to sound great. We also have a brand new events page that's been updated quite a bit. There's a show coming up called It's Just House. After the successful double takeover at Radio Valencia, the infamous DJ duo, DJ Lento and DJ Ben, are back to spin records all night long, this time at Asiento, and that's coming up on May 15th for at 9 p.m. This is going to be a really fun show, 9 to 1, deep, groove, tech, house music, and Just Lento and Just Ben, and this is we're really excited about this show again at Asiento, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on May 15th, and it's a free entry, and it's all vinyl, and you're going to come, and you're going to have a really, really great time.
Okay, you're good, everything good?
Okay, I had to let that be known. So yeah, maybe we are going to be giving tickets away tonight. Maybe you're going to have to tune in. Maybe right now you're going to have to listen to some brand new music from the OCs off of their new release called Cara Maluco. This is Joro, Radio Valencia.